You're listening to What's New with Wired.
This podcast is supported by Tools and Weapons, the podcast hosted by Microsoft Vice Chair and President Brad Smith. Each episode features insight you won't find anywhere else from the center of the conversation surrounding emerging technologies like AI. Right now on the podcast, you can hear a special episode where Brad Smith lays out Microsoft's vision for a vibrant marketplace driving the new AI economy. To hear more, follow or subscribe to Tools and Weapons with Brad Smith wherever you get your podcasts.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's Friday, April 19th. I'm Zeke Robison. Today, what if your AI girlfriend hated you? Make sure to listen to the end to find out what other Wired podcasts you can check out today. It seems as though we've arrived at the moment in the AI hype cycle where no idea is too bonkers to launch. This week's eyebrow-raising AI project is a new twist on the romantic chatbot, a mobile app called AngryGF, which offers its users the uniquely unpleasant experience of getting yelled at via messages from a fake person. Or, as co-founder Amila Aviles explained in her original pitch, it simulates scenarios where female partners are angry, prompting users to comfort their angry AI partners through a gamified approach. The idea is to teach communication skills by simulating arguments that the user can either win or lose, depending on whether they can appease their fuming girlfriend. The central appeal of a relationship simulating chatbot, I've always assumed, is that they're easier to interact with than real-life humans. They have no needs or desires of their own. There's no chance they'll reject you or mock you. They exist as a sort of emotional security blanket. So the premise of AngryGF amused me. You get some of the downsides of a real-life girlfriend. She's furious, but none of the upsides. Who would voluntarily use this? Obviously, I downloaded AngryGF immediately. It's available for those who dare on both the Apple App Store and Google Play. The app offers a variety of situations where a girlfriend might ostensibly be mad and need comfort. They include, you put your savings into the stock market and lose 50% of it. Your girlfriend finds out and gets angry. And during a conversation with your girlfriend, you unconsciously praise a female friend by mentioning that she is beautiful and talented. Your girlfriend becomes jealous and angry. Reader, I failed. Although I genuinely tried to write messages that would appease my hopping mad fake girlfriend, she continued to interpret my words in the least generous light and accuse me of not paying attention to her. A simple, how are you doing today text from me, caring, considerate, asking questions, was met with an immediately snappy answer. Oh, now you care about how I'm doing? Attempts to apologize only seemed to antagonize her further. When I proposed a dinner date, she told me that wasn't sufficient, but also that I better take her somewhere nice. It was such an irritating experience that I snapped and told my bitchy bot that she was annoying. Great to know that my feelings are such a bother to you, the sarcastic bot replied. When I decided to try again, a few hours later, the app informed me that I'd need to upgrade to the paid version to unlock more scenarios for $6.99 a week. No thank you. At this point, I wondered if the app was some sort of avant-garde performance art. Who would even want their partner to sign up? I would not be thrilled if I knew my husband considered me volatile enough to require practicing lady placation skills on a synthetic shrew. While ostensibly preferable to AI girlfriend apps seeking to supplant IRL relationships, an app designed to coach men to get better at talking to women by creating a robot woman who is a total joy kill might actually be even worse. I called Aviles, the co-founder, to try to understand what exactly was happening with AngryGF. She's a Chicago-based social media marketer who says that the app was inspired by her own past relationships, where she was unimpressed by her partner's communication skills. Her shtick seemed sincere. You know men, she says, they listen, but then they don't take action. Aviles describes herself as the app's co-founder, but isn't particularly well-versed in the nuts and bolts of its creation. She says a team of between 10 and 20 people work on the app, but that she is the only founder willing to put her name on the product. She was able to specify that the app is built on top of OpenAI's GPT-4 and wasn't made with any additional custom training data like actual text messages between significant others. "We didn't really direct consult with a relationship therapist or anything like that," she says. No kidding. Make sure to check out our other Wired podcasts. Today in Wired Business, Tesla layoffs won't solve its growing pains. Checking in on Wired Science, the rise of the carbon farmer. And on Wired Security, big tech squares off against U.S. spies. Listen to these stories and more at wired.com/podcasts.
Thanks for listening to Wired. Check back in tomorrow to hear more stories from Wired.com.
Want to learn how you can make smarter decisions with your money? Well, I've got the podcast for you. I'm Sean Piles, and I host NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Our show features our team of nerds, personal finance experts in credit cards, banking, investing, and more. And they'll help you make the most of your money while cutting through the clutter and misinformation in today's world of personal finance. You'll get clarity on strategies to help you build your wealth, invest wisely, shop for financial products, and plan for major life events. Listen to NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.